Welcome back to the nationally syndicated Price of Business show. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Brian Gordon, longtime regular on the Price of Business. You know him for Mega Long-Term Care. LTC is his website is Mega, M-A-G-A-L-T-C.com. And these guys have been doing long-term care for decades. They were doing it back when they used to call it convalescent insurance. And so you guys got some deep history, and really that was kind of like the extent of your options back in the day. And so, things have changed a lot, and you guys have been leaders in that change. And I encourage people to check them out at megaltc.com. Today's topic, really important one, and I'm so glad you bring it up because it's one of those topics that empowers individuals. And so often when we're dealing with mega companies, and let's face it, insurance companies are mega companies, we are dealing with an issue of, that authority. You know, these guys are authorities. And when they tell us something, we kind of think that's just the way it's going to be. And you're encouraging clients to challenge that proposition in a unique way. Why don't you set the stage for us, Brian?
Sure. So we're getting calls from a lot of different people with different carriers with their policies, and they're getting some rate increases. And when they get rate increases, the insurance companies will typically give them some options. They can increase their deductible, their elimination period to 6 months or to a year. They can reduce the years of their policy, their inflation. There's a lot of different choices that they have. But we're also starting to see a couple companies where even if our clients are not getting rate increases, they are making offers to them as well to modify their coverage. And that was kind of brought to my attention with my dad's policy. He's got a real nice plan. He's got unlimited benefits. And one of the offers they gave him without even having a rate increase was to lower his benefits to a six-year benefit period. And Dad would only save $200 a year by doing that. And the other option was adjusting his inflation and giving him 30 or 90 days to pay out of pocket, and that was going to save him about $40 to $100 a year, which is not significant. So what we want to do is make sure people don't just make bad decisions and just start checking the boxes because they see a lower premium. They don't know what that really entails for them on their policies. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's no different when they're getting their rate increases as well. They're also making offers to them, but we always suggest that our clients reach out to us so that we can review their options and then also request other ones from the insurance company. The clients can always do that themselves, but our clients will usually lean on us for suggestions, and then we'll reach out to the carriers. And because once you make those decisions, there's no going back on that.
Yeah, and so, they would love to limit that to 6 years. Essentially, that's the equivalent of a very significant rate increase, especially if your father were to live 10 or 15 years, which isn't unusual once he makes a claim.
We're seeing our claims lasting longer today, and, being right now getting close to the holidays and everything, this seems to be our claim season. I know we've talked about in previous years. And, we're seeing clients that have been on claim with us for anywhere from 2 years. I've got a client right now who's been receiving benefits for over 10 years on their policy. So you're right. If something does happen to us, we just don't know how long we're going to live with that problem and, what type of care we might look like if we do need those services.
So talk to us about the difference between a good and a bad offer.
So, a good offer is something that, the companies have their numbers are designated. And one thing that we liked with one of the carriers we worked with is that when they were raising our clients' premiums, they came back to them with a landing spot, which would allow them to, maintain that same premium. And in most cases, they were just reducing that inflation protection down maybe from 5% down to 4.3% or 3.5%. Just depending on what that did for our clients. And for most of our clients, the reduction of the inflation protection amount moving forward has been somewhat of a good decision for those clients because they've had many years of those benefits increasing at 5% compounding. And so they're at a point in life for maybe 10, 15 years down the road where they're even in a much better financial situation than they were when we bought this policy, when they bought this policy. And so that seems to be a very logical way to maintain that original premium for our clients. Not all companies do that, but we're able to at least reach out to the carriers and we're able to kind of, you know, mix and match for our clients to see what makes the most sense for them. And some people reduce their monthly benefit. I have a client whose benefits are over $11,000 a month, and he's like, I don't need that much to work with. He's like, you know, so we end up reducing their monthly benefit, and then that benefit will just ramp up again over the years, and those benefits will get larger as they do live longer.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the, give us an example about what they should do for policy holders when they're offered a change. You know, what should they do?
A lot of times, you know, a lot of our clients, when we talk to them about the rate increase and go over that with them, our conversation goes, if it's a financially strapping premium and they're not comfortable with it or anything like that, then we would go ahead and we make some good modifications, again, with maybe the years, maybe the monthly benefit, maybe the inflation protection we reduce down a little bit. It all really, with these policies, and I feel with anything that we do, it has to fit in the client's budget, and they've got to be comfortable with it. And so we just want to have the client have, you know, we'll put together a chart and give them anywhere from like 4 to 6 different options to look at.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that is one of the advantages of working with a firm like yours versus just an agent who, you know, represents 1 or 2 or maybe 3 companies. And really, that's not their specialty. They're really a life insurance or a health insurance person. And that's really perilous when you're talking about something like this. And so I think that's a huge advantage. I think nobody thinks twice about, negotiating and haggling when it comes to buying a car. Most people are inclined to do that. If you get a bad health diagnosis, most people want a second opinion. And we're just saying apply that same common sense here.
Yes, we get a lot of those folks who had the life insurance agents or even the property and casualty agents that sold them a policy that now we consult with on our consulting side of the business. And they love when they talk to us because we have no skin in the game. We're not making any money on their policies. We're just really giving them good, honest, honest advice and opinions. And I know when I talk to those folks, they're always like, I know you have no benefit by telling me to keep it or reducing things down. But we do that for even our own clients. We want to make sure that people are making good, solid decisions. The one thing I didn't mention was that on some of these rate increases, when they go over a certain percentage, the insurance companies will make an offer to the client where they can stop paying premiums completely. It's called the contingent non-forfeiture benefit, where the clients will see, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, you know, of a paid-up benefit. And some people think that money is sent to them when they cancel the policy. What they don't realize is that contingent non-forfeiture, what it does is it pays up those benefits for the future. So it's what our clients have paid into the plans over the years. And then they allow them to use that benefit if they should need care down the road based on whatever their monthly benefit is. So if that benefit will last for 6 months, 8 months, a year, it's a paid-up benefit in the future, but it's by no means a long-term care plan for them. And people get all excited that they're going to get a check sent to them for $20,000 to $40,000, and when I talk to them and I burst their bubble, they're a little bit bummed out about it, and then they kind of have to think about what they want to do for their future for themselves.
Yep, there you go. That's a very important word to end on. If you've got any questions, I always encourage people. In fact, you'd be surprised how often I've said to people, hey, contact Brian Gordon over there at megaltc.com. I consider him one of the leading authorities, which is why we love having him on our program. Brian Gordon, again, megaltc.com. You're listening to the nationally syndicated Price of Business Show. More for you after this.